It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Welcome on in as we kick things off with a man who had himself a very good weekend. James Empey, kind enough to join us on the Smart Ring guest line. James, how are you?
Hey, James.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We're not as good as you are. Congratulations. That had to be fun to get that monkey off the back.
Oh, man. It was Saturday. A whole lot of fun and still stoked about it.
So what did you do to celebrate the weekend? I guess you guys wrapped that thing up extremely late on Saturday. What do you do? Just dress up, go to church on Sunday, have a little Sunday dinner with Dad? How do you celebrate that on a Sunday?
Yeah, went to church and then just hung out with the family. Everybody was happy to be together, and it was fun.
When you there were a lot of things I think people were expected to see and were looking forward to seeing that BYU-Utah game, but there's one that I think took a lot of people by surprise, that both BYU's offensive line and defensive line really, really controlled the trenches. Did you go into that game knowing that you guys would have as much success in the trenches as you did?
Well, prepare was going to be really important to – you know, have play physical and that a lot of rely on our, you know, part of getting the job done. So, you know, we knew that, you know, we had to get it done. And how about our defense just coming out and playing like they did and getting a couple of takeaways early, giving us some good field position and just playing hard all game, man. I was so proud of the way those guys fought and then just the way our boys played, you know, I thought.
James Empey joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. And James, when you in the middle of a game that's so emotional, how quickly do the emotions of pregame and the week building up, how much does that wear off in the middle of the game? I mean, is it the first hit, the first series, and you realize, okay, this is just another game, let's just get it dialed in and let's do this thing?
You know, it's probably different for everybody. For me, it's as soon as you kind of step on the field for warm-ups and you're finally at the stadium and you finally get to get things going, that's when it just kind of is like, all right, here we go. Time to play a football game and let's get it dialed in. And, you know, each person might have a different answer to that question, but by the time you're playing, for sure, everybody's ready to go and locked in. And it's Saturdays are fun, man. It's every chance you get, it's a blast.
You've played a lot of games for BYU. You've played a lot of games in that stadium. Where did this one rank as far as environment? You know, you got the 9/11 celebrations and remembrance, and then you got that packed house. Where did this one rank for you in terms of games and stadium environments?
It was definitely up there, man. And like you said, they had everything just right, from, you know, just the event staff and all the stadium staff and everything that they did. The grass was great. You know, all the pregame stuff was awesome. You know, being able to honor 9/11, you know, that's always fun. And just having a packed house at LaVell, your stadium again, it was, you know, great environment, so fun. And then we were able to get a win in a big game. And, you know, I thought it was just a blast.
You know, it was interesting. You mentioned your defense. They got two early turnovers, but you were only able to convert those two turnovers into 3 points. And I thought, uh-oh, this could be a problem because there's opportunities that BYU's not taking advantage of. But as the game wore on, it just felt like, you know, you were the more physical team. You were the more dominant team. You know, the whole proverbial you wanted it more just seemed to be in play. Did you get that vibe around the team all week long that this was going to be a special performance?
Yeah, man, the guys all week put in a lot of work, and, you know, by the time game time rolled around, we really felt like we were prepared and ready to go. And so, you know, we knew it was going to be a fight, it always is, you know, with these games. So we were just ready for it and ready to go four quarters, and, you know, we were able to get it done.
You know, James, I went back this morning, watched a little bit of film, and I was watching some of the Utah pass rush, and it looked like they were jamming you guys and trying to sit in lanes and try to contain Jaren, almost the way they played it against Zach Wilson a couple years ago. Was there the defensive game plan that you saw specifically, was there an attempt to try to corral Jaren and keep him in the pocket?
I think there was a little bit. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback that can move pretty well on his feet and get out of trouble, they have to respect that and keep good passing lanes. I thought those guys got in pretty good pass rushes, and I was proud of the way, you know, the O-line handled them. And, you know, it's always great to have Jaren back there when he's able to get out of trouble and make something happen on his feet too. So, you know, you love blocking for a guy like that because sometimes he can make up for, you know, your mistakes.
Were you seeing quite a mix of blitz? Were you seeing quite a mix of personnel? Or was it pretty base in what you guys expected coming into this game?
Yeah, I mean, Utah's style of defense, they play really tough. They bring, you know, a variety of pressures, but they like to just kind of do their thing and play style defense with who they have in there, you know what I mean? So, but when we started the game, we saw a bunch of pressure. They had some blitzes that we saw on film, but they just were kind of applying them in different ways and keeping a variety going. So they definitely kept us on our toes, and they got home a few times. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us every week in preparing for those things and trying to, you know, give Jaren and those guys as much time as we possibly can.
You know, everybody that watches football, they love the final drive when you're down four and you have to go 75 yards and score a game-winning touchdown. But to me, the impressive drives are when, like the one you had, Utah scores a touchdown, it's a one-possession game, and you guys march right down the field, a lot of it on the ground, and you score the touchdown and essentially put the game out of reach at that point. Talk us through that drive and what it's like when you're able to run the ball and you got Katoa and you got Algier and Jaren getting the mix, running the game, running the ball. What's that like when you can just dominate on a big drive like that and put the game away?
Oh, well, that drive at the end of the game, that was awesome. I thought everybody stepped up right at the right time that we needed to. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, it's a one-possession game, and we needed to make something happen so that we could get a little bit more distance in that lead again. And we were able to take a bunch of time off the clock, have a great drive, and get down. And, you know, Jake Oldroyd, just easy field goal, pops it right in, and, you know, we were feeling good about it. And so those kind of drives, just where, you know, you feel everything clicking right at the right time, I thought everybody did a great job at just making sure they were ready to, you know, do their job and make the play when we needed it. We were able to get it done.
So one thing that Scotty and I were really excited about to get you on air every Monday after a game coming out of the weekend is to kind of give you an opportunity to give BYU fans, football fans in general, a peek into a locker room on a post game, a celebration or a conversation, because everybody was there. You know, that thing is jam packed and everybody's having their own little post game party. But what happens in that locker room? You guys come off the field. Kind of take us through. Do you sit and wait? Does Kalani come in? Like, who's addressed, and how does that go? And what was said when you finally got going in the postgame?
Yeah, well, when we finally got going is the key word there. We, you know, the fans stormed the field, and you had to wiggle your way out of that the big mosh pit in the middle of the field. And, you know, you get off, and I went, and everybody, you know, kind of had the same idea. We went and hung out with our families for a minute, and we're able to soak in, you know, the atmosphere and the wind with those guys. And so I had to go find my wife and my parents and siblings and just go hang out with them for a minute. And then once everybody got into the locker room, man, the vibe was good. Everybody was there just waiting for, you know, everybody else to make their way back in. And, yeah, it was a party. I mean, as far as who addressed us, coach addressed us, you know, talked about, you know, certain players that had a big game. We recognized all the coordinators, both A-Rod and E and Coach Lamb on special teams and for their role and having us prepared, and then just, you know, had a dance party, and it was a good time.
When you dance, are you dancing, or are you just kind of letting everybody else do their thing?
So I was too tired to dance, man, so I was just kind of letting everybody else do their thing. But But we got it going a little bit. We got to watch E-Dance and A-Rod Dance and all those guys. And then I think we finished with the electric slide, so that was a blast.
There you go. Oh, Lyman can do that electric slide. You guys can make that one work.
Right.
You know, that you talk about Aaron Roderick, and I know you know his story, and you know how much time he spent at the University of Utah, and then coming to BYU and getting that offense cranking the way it is. Just how happy are you for a guy like that to be able to have such a big night with your offense clicking the way it was?
I'm so pumped for him. I've known A-Rod a really long time, and he recruited me back when he was at Utah, and, you know, he puts his heart into the game, and you can tell how hard he works and how much he, you know, cares for us and how we do. So, you know, just so happy for him. Happy that we were able to perform the way we did and make things happen. And I really think he was locked in for this game and so prepared, you know, as a coordinator, getting us prepared and as a play caller. And so just happy that, you know, he's on our side and happy for him.
So now you have to refocus and you have to get yourself ready for a very difficult Arizona State game. It's another late kick. It's there at LaBelle Edwards Stadium, so you get a nice home game follow-up against another Pac-12 opponent. Have you jumped into game film yet with Arizona State, or has it all just been review for Utah? And where are you at in your preparation? How do you feel about Arizona State?
Yeah, so, you know, I reviewed Utah yesterday, and obviously we'll review as a team today. But I already kind of jumped on the film a little bit. I like the way these guys play. They play hard. They're a physical team, and especially I haven't watched much offense yet, but just on the defensive side of the ball, I think they do a lot of good things, a lot of tricky things. They play hard. They're physical. So, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us this week as we kind of, you know, turn the corner and start preparing for these guys. And, you know, love that at LaBelle Edwards Stadium. Love that we'll have, you know, Cougar Nation back at it, and just excited to get started.
You win a game like that, I mean, you're on a high and everybody's fired up, and then you realize, hey, we got 10 more of these to go. I mean, we're barely getting this season started. Do you worry at all about a figurative hangover after a game like that, or do you feel like these guys are ready to go and you'll put this one behind you and look forward to next week?
Yeah, I'm confident in my teammates, and I trust them. I trust our coaches, and I know we'll be able to get it dialed in. As you know, we prepare, and like I was saying earlier, we have our work cut out for us. I think this is a really good team, and you know, we'll have our chance to prepare and get ready to go. But you know, I trust my teammates and my coaches, and I think we'll be able to get it dialed in and be ready to go by Saturday.
You know, James, there were a couple of performances by some wideouts that I know were banged up. You know, you watched Neil Powell come back. He had a boot on in a picture that he posted on Instagram. You know, Gunnar Romney, we all know what happened to him in that Arizona game. Puka Nacua finally getting back on the field. Were there just guys pushing through pain and injury, just refusing to sit out for this game? Or were most of these guys just ready to go? It felt like there were a lot of guys that kind of pushed through some misery that they were going through.
Yeah, man, we have some tough guys, and those guys that you mentioned, they, you know, specifically, they came out and were ready to go regardless of what was going on and regardless of how they were feeling. And I was proud of those guys. Like you mentioned, you know, Gunnar and Neil, they came out hurt, but there's tons of guys that were, you know, playing a little banged up. Football's a tough game, man. You gotta be ready to go, even if you're not feeling 100%. And you know, I'm just proud of the way our team played, and especially the way those guys played, even a little banged up.
Well, James, man, we appreciate it. Congratulations, heck of a W, heck of a win, and look forward to catching up again next week. Good luck against Arizona State.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet, James.
You got it, James Empey, right here on the Zone Sports Network, joins us every Monday right out of the gate at 10 a.m.